everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And today is the 18th of November, and the year is 2017. So let's clear the date today. Here we go, releasing that energy from you, from your past. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. We'll energize the light beams now. So here we go. Bring the light beams into your room, giving you peace energy. So stronger, and stronger. If you have a situation happening, let's help you out with that one. So here we go. Think of something going on, and we're going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're bringing our host on today. Our co-host, Anne, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is Saturday night, which means it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. If you're a new listener or maybe even a first-time listener, it's a wonderful show. There will be an opportunity later in the show, probably about quarter before the hour, to experience a physical healing clearing with Ron. As he will be bilocating us to Creation Lightship for physical healing. And you'll want to be a bit prepared for that, to have something in mind to actually request, which you'll want to do aloud or write it down. And as Ron said, it's November 18th, 2017. Thank you so much, Ron, for always doing that lovely clearing at the beginning of all the shows. I think it just makes everyone get into their heart center and relax and stay in the moment until you do the mind-to-heart drop again at the end of the show, which is also very appreciated. So today was the wonderful 3-hour Ascension call, Ron. We had a lot of people on there, and I know for me it was extremely powerful. You went right into physical healings of our bone marrow, our circulation, our livers, our bladders. It was amazing. It was just, which I'm going to remember to request for tonight, you did the magnetic healings, floating magnets, that's it. And wow, did that just instantly relax me and everything. So if anyone else was as powerfully affected from today's call, we would love to hear from you about how you feel. And tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron will be starting another live healing call, which all the information is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And so you can go there and check that out and sign up and participate if you like. And it's a wonderful opportunity for healing. So, Ron, we can go right into emails if you like. And
we'll hit the emails.
All right, let's do that. So, someone wrote in, and this is one of our listeners from the UK. Dear Ron, hope you are well. A brief response you made recently for soldier experiences. It's a bit unclear, as I was sort of asleep but a little bit awake at the same time, but I had a very vivid dream. I was having dialogue with some pretty heavy-duty criminal-type aliens who were kind of boasting and threatening me, saying they could destroy me and were about to do so. And I had these very strong, powerful thoughts come through me, and I said, no, you can never destroy me. I am eternal and indestructible. And I know that that was one of my soldier experiences. That's all I can remember. And I feel that I was powerful in that moment, and if something negative happened, I know I was put together by the light. And another thing, to update my physical condition, I saw my doctor yesterday, and I am in great, you know, he has great physical improvement with all his blood tests and everything. And things are getting much better. So he's feeling much better, and he's doing timeline crashing, et cetera. Many thanks for being us, Ron. You're like the Pied Piper leading us out of the alien rat alley.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a good one. So, as many people know, Ron has, enlisted a lot of us to literally fight aliens. So that's what that listener was referring to just there. And that is something that people are always interested in hearing more about. Okay, we have a question. We talked about Ron gives away three healings you need to request from clsquestions@yahoo.com. And they are the clone to light, alien to light, and alien human hybrid tracking removal, or hybrid, I guess, to light also. And question is, how does the alien human hybrid tracking barcode removal disconnect you from your parents?
I don't know if it would do that.
Yeah, I don't know if it would either.
Yeah, I don't, unless your parents are alien, then, it could disconnect them. I don't know.
Right.
So I can't answer that one. I don't know.
Okay. I wanted to also say that when we go to the lightship tonight, we will be visiting rooms of nature, like waterfalls, like baby elephants. And if you've been on the shows before, you've heard and visited all these wonderful rooms. So please send in any requests that you might have that you'd like to visit tonight. And the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the link to the fast chat on the BBS radio station page, and we will we'll get that while I'm on the air here, and we'll be able to share with Ron what rooms people want to visit. Okay. Someone wants to know, is there any update as to what's going on with this planet? And they're recommending the movie The Dark Tower. Have you heard of that one, Ron?
I haven't seen it. I don't think I've heard of it either, so I have to check it out.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it. Just to let people know, on November 25th, Ron will be doing the Brain Rejuvenation Call, and it's $20 to be on the first of the four sessions. And someone wrote in that, they sent in their receipt to Ron already, and that's wonderful. Ron will send out the code, the phone, and PIN number probably the day before. So just hang tight whatever day you pay for that, that's great. Just send your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will send you the PIN probably this Friday. Okay, so someone wrote in about listening to an archive. They listened to September 26, 2007, and you brought in the original creation love energy, Ron, from our mothers, fathers, and grandparents. And this listener wanted to share that, to tell other people about that, but also, I felt the energy was the same as from my real life parents, and who are actually very loving, and maybe this is why I still want to see them on the holidays.
That was a long time ago.
Yes. But it is nice to go back and listen to those archives, and we do enjoy hearing, hearing from people. Oh, good. We're starting to get in our room requests. That's terrific. And okay, I'm going to go read some of these emails. Here we go. Okay. Deceased loved ones. Would it be possible to do the emotional body release for someone in the past, like Beethoven or Michelangelo? Would they still be floating around? I feel them through their work.
Yeah, if it's bothering you, know, that emotional body could be floating around if you're being connected with it. Normally, I just like having people do it for their relatives and things, you know. So I'll just state it a different way. So if this person from the distant past is bugging you and you're getting the person connected to you, giving you, because they have to come into your body with your emotions. So if that's bothering you, yeah, you can do that. But by all means, don't just go and think, well, let's see here. Let's do President JFK, and we'll also do, well, how about Lincoln and everybody else, you know? No, just, you know, if something's bothering you, do that. If not, remember, it costs you money to do that. It's going to cost you whatever the price is to do the deceased loved ones. The clearing's used one time. So, yeah, if Beethoven's bothering you, then just pay, I think it's $50, I believe, and you could release that energy from you. That's a one-time clearing for one particular person. It's not one that you purchase and you can do 100 people on it. It's a one-time one. So I guess if you wanted to do that, you could. So back to you.
Okay, yes, I guess that would be up to the individuals. If you're right, if someone is really... Their emotional body is really torturing you, I guess it would be worth it. Okay. Someone just sent in, and yes, I forgot about this myself, Ron. Hi, Ron. I am learning so much from the Contact Talk radio archives now on BBS radio. I had liked and heard them when they first aired, but was new then and not able to catch it all. Now that I hear them again, I realize how far I have come and also what I missed when I was new. They are valuable to me that way and help me stay on with the Creation Lightship all this time.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, there's a lot of information there.
Yes, yes. So Ron
really
has added 2 hours.
All those shows for us to do.
Right. Right, Ron's added 2 hours of radio time on BBS Radio, so you can just go to their website and, okay. Oh, okay, so someone wrote in, the person that was asking about the alien-human hybrid tracking barcode removal wrote in again to say there is a step listed on there that is disconnection from parents and grandparents. So that's very interesting. I guess I would say then, you know, try that, do that, and let's, you know, write into us and let us know how that works out and if you notice an improvement. Okay, we're getting lots of room requests. Thank you. Okay. So someone else is writing in about the parents and the grandparents. Okay. Hi, Ron. I was just wondering if you have watched the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. One was 2014 and another in 2017. They show a lot of different alien races working against each other and a small group of people and aliens trying to save the galaxy.
Nope, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we do like, you know, Ron really appreciates hearing about different movies and that kind of thing. So we do appreciate when people send that in and people enjoy watching those movies, kind of seeing the truth that Ron talks about being shown on the big screen. So someone wrote in, talking about being hooked up by numbers. Last week I was driving, and the music was playing. It was a song by Simon and Garfunkel, My Little Town. The chorus was nice and loud, nothing but the dead and dying in my little town. Mind you, I was driving down a hill going to my little town. The one I grew up in, and guess what time it was on my car clock? Yes, 11:11.
Boy. Well, now you know. Shame.
And then on that date, two other comments people have. One is those two numbers together, you know, staying next to each other, look like soldiers and also look like parallel lives.
Yeah, that's good. The parallel lives, 11-11.
Yeah, so I think those are numbers that a lot of people need to clear. And I probably shared this before, but many years ago, you know, in the early 2000s when I was working with a New Age person, they thought that they said, oh, if you see those numbers, that's so great. You really want to, you know, hope that you catch seeing on those numbers. So you know you're on track and doing the right thing. But now we know from what Ron has taught us that, no, that means the aliens have you hooked up to their dark timeline. So the way to clear that is the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept clearing, which is one of Ron's free clearings, you can find on the upper left-hand side of his website. And okay, someone wrote in to clear the alphabet on the natal barcode removal clearing. Let's see, lowercase versus uppercase or capital letters, and very interesting, the word for that in words. I don't know what they mean there, but I think they're saying how important and valuable it is to do the natal barcode clearing, and it could be helpful to do things in uppercase, lowercase, and as people have been reminding us recently, to put the numbers associated to the letters in as well. So, okay.
Sounds good. Boy, that's a good observation, yeah. If you do all capital letters for a word, and then also do it, you know, in lowercase.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of people have said, oh, they clear something, and then they're not sure if it's really gone or if they need to do it again, and then they'll do it again in all capital letters or a capital and a space between it, and then they know, okay, that's really done. Okay. Question about the time-traveling soldiers. If you're enrolled in the time-traveling soldiers and abducted by aliens and taken off the off-planet, will the soldiers come to their rescue and go find them and bring them back?
Boy. I think it'd be pretty hard to... So they'll still put you on timelines, yes, okay, which is an abduction. But as far as taking you pretty far away, I don't think they could do that. I'm not saying that they can't, but it doesn't feel like it because you know, everybody who has enlisted, you do have bodyguards, and they would definitely arouse everybody else to come and help you. So I guess either way, you know, that they would help you, yes. And it would probably be more than your unit coming if there's a problem going on like that.
Right. Okay. Okay, hi, Ron. I was looking through your clearings and came across the Creation Lightship facial treatment, which consists of 2 one-hour phone calls. Can you tell us what this is about?
Yeah, when I have time, I could do that one, too, but I got to do the twin flame ones first. So what it's about is you kind of request what you would like done to your face, in a sense, because you're probably going to be working with that. And the light beings will try to help you out as much as they can. And you normally do feel better after it, and you actually start to glow. I've had people who really love that clearing, but I just don't have the physical time to do that right now.
Okay, well, we'll keep people informed if, you know, if you're able to do them or, you know, things get freed up. Might you ever consider doing that as a special call for more, you know, for several people at once?
Boy, I don't know. It, you know, it wouldn't be till next year, so
okay.
Maybe we could talk. We'll have to see how the expo stuff's going.
Okay. All right, I'll go on to the next one. Hi, Ron. I have heard that you provide an activated Merkaba picture in some of your radio shows. I was wondering, what exactly is the Merkaba, and what are the benefits of receiving an activated Merkaba picture? How is it supposed to be used, and do you need to speak to us directly over the phone to activate the picture? Also, I live in the UK. Is the cost still $5 for shipping? Thanks for your help.
I don't know on the shipping on that, but if I would need to contact you, make a phone call so that you can get it activated. The Merkaba that you get, in a sense, is a generic one, we'll say, and from there, I put your body's spirit and body energy into the Merkaba, and all of a sudden now it can resonate back to you perfection of you. That's kind of the easiest way for me to describe it. There are people probably listening who have one. The newest thing from a lady in Florida, she discharges her food when she got hers maybe a couple months ago, and got great benefit with her food being charged because it makes her body compatible. I believe she just had it underneath the table. It had a glass top to it. So, but it's actually you. You know, people normally, we tell them at the expos when they buy them, and we can mail them to you too if you just, you know, pay for it. And, you know, UK, I don't know what the price would be. You have to check yourself what it would cost to mail something to, you know, from California to the UK. You could probably check your own post office. Probably the same type of fee, I would guess. Then from there, normally we charge $5, but do is you just pay for it online, send us the email, and your address, name and address naturally, and then we mail it out to you. And it's $15 for the Merkaba. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Had someone write in from the East Coast. They want to give you some feedback from your visit during the New Life Expo. On this visit for the New Life Expo, noticed much change in the population. Are you still here or back in the West Coast? The weather is acting up, so maybe you left. Thanks for gracing New York City with the New Earth and Creation Lightship backup.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So, Ron, several days ago, over 100 people suddenly out of nowhere experienced tremendous pain in a certain part of their body. And I don't really want to, you know, put this over the air, but is there an event that could have caused this pain on to such a large group of people?
I'm not too aware of that. I've been doing lots of work at night and stuff, but I don't really can't relate to pain, or I haven't been told about, you know, a lot of pain in people. I haven't got any emails, put it that way, about that. So I don't know what that would be. I can't see anything going on that was really pending with the time-traveling soldiers or anything, that they were doing stuff, taking something out or something. I can't sense that. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so somebody, we have a listener who, I guess it was last week, you were talking a lot about timeline crashes, and this listener is doing a lot of timeline crashes involving where she lives. And She has some specific questions about her timeline crashes, so maybe you could send another email, being a little more specific, and we can help answer those, your questions about your timeline crash. But then she goes on, Ron, to say, this leads me to these more interesting ships and the mysteries on Lake Superior. The SS Henry Smith sunk with iron ore. Aliens must love that iron ore. And she has the date here in 1913, the same date but a different year that the Edmund Fitzgerald sunk, same cargo, iron ore. This ship disappeared by Marquette, Michigan, which is where I see the cloud spiral on the radar when there is a storm, like a vortex. And then in 1902, the SS Bannockburn was one of the biggest mysteries on Lake Superior. No trace of the missing vessel has ever been discovered. There are five other ghost ships. Do people see those timelines as they are seeing? I guess people are starting to see these ships, maybe? So are people seeing timelines? Is that what's happening there? Do you know anything about those, Ron?
No, but I can see that as a possibility, yeah. You know, because the timeline does exist. So I would presume that they are the most strongest, you know, on the day that the ship disappeared. So, I'm trying to think what the biorhythm is of the Earth. I just can't recall what L. Bielek told me. Maybe somebody else or knows that, but things get reset like every 20 or 30 years or something. So let's see. I'm just not sure. Let me think here. Maybe 40 years. Maybe somebody out there knows. But with the things recycle, in that time frame over again. But when he jumped ship, it was a certain year. And then he ended up, I don't know if it was in the 80s that he ended up, on a military base or not. But anyway, maybe somebody out there was a little more in tune to it than I am with, him jumping the ship and what year that was, because it was the same year. Maybe you two might even have it, Anyway, it'll tell you that, so. Very possibly you might see that occurrence. If it is, say, let's just say it's 40 years. So every 40 years on the same date, you're going to probably see that timeline. I think it's copy and pasted in very strongly. Because it's like a time loop, It goes, from one extreme to the other extreme. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting, Ron. Something to sort of keep in mind if we get those shocks and start seeing something that's disappeared, but come back. Okay, question. If I bought a clearing for $100, can I buy the death barcode for half price or only the whole life clearings?
Only the whole lifetime clearings. It's pretty hard to do a clearing, that you got to figure out how to pay for it and stuff. Then I got to send you the code. So that's why I initially did it for the whole lifetime ones for people.
Right. Yeah. That is how we've kind of printed it up, Ron, for people that, the half price discount that you so generously give us is for the whole life clearings. And so if you put in half your age and the PayPal page does the math for you, sort of. So if you're 60, you write in that you're 30 and it'll come up at the half price number. That's the easier way to do it. And then, of course, it's all on the BBS chat page. All the information is there in a document. You can read it, or if you have any questions, you can send that to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll help you out.
And then you
okay,
have to
so someone, sorry.
Right, so, yeah. Oh, back to you again. Looks like I can go to the light shift maybe, 10 minutes from now.
Great. We're getting room requests, so you can keep sending those in. When you did the putting our homes, Ron, on the the new Earth, which was so powerful in the beginning of November, one of the things you suggested we do is the space clearing, and I know a lot of people are running that now, as I am. But someone also wrote in that they're using the skin auric clearing. This is good as maintenance since we have the new Earth infusion into our living space.
So it'll be interesting to know that people that had that clearing, what was it, maybe, it's been a while, what was it, 3 weeks ago or so, I guess, how they feel about that. You know, right now as compared to when you first had it. I've heard one person comment that it's actually stronger now than what it was when we initially did it. I'd like to know what other people have, you know, that experience. Well, what is it, you know? Is it the same or stronger or is it weaker? Or what do you do for maintenance? So maybe somebody could contact us with that just to help other people out.
Yeah. Yes, as always, you know, all your testimonials, questions, comments, everything are very welcome, especially for our radio shows. Okay. Someone wrote in about the monthly alien attack clearing. I'm doing the alien attack clearing for the first time and found tremendous relief from it. My body felt amazingly released, particularly after the alien parasitic life forms removal. During the clearing, what I mostly do is indicate unknown for the majority of the clearing steps. Is this as effective as going through each possibility in the drop-down list options? Thank you, Ron.
If you don't know, then unknown is fine. Maybe after you do unknown, you might relook at it, like for the first time again, and just see if you tend to recognize the name of an alien race or something. That's what I would do. You will have a little more horsepower by pinning the alien race that's doing it. So that's what I would suggest. You know, maybe first do unknown on it, and then go back and look at the list, and maybe one might stand out and try that one and see what happens.
Right.
Thanks, Anna.
Okay, so I just wanted to mention, in case you're not familiar with the skin auric protection, it is a flat fee of $200 for an unlimited lifetime clearing. It is called skin auric field clearing, and you have to have done several whole life clearings, like the emotional and the mental and entity, and I think maybe the magnetic and twisted body. I'll have to check what the prerequisites are. And you can't find it on the website. You need to send Ron your receipt, and he'll then send you the codes for this clearing. And it's really a very deep, very powerful clearing, with a lot of different options of subjects that you can clear, all the different body parts, head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, stomach, intestine, hip, leg, feet, spine, back, front side, back side, left side, right side, then relationships, courtings with others, relationships, courtings with objects and things, addictions and patterns, dislikes, judgments, and racism, sexual clearing, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, watching, seeing, energy imitating a person, energy imitating an object, and then, of course, the so valuable custom input. So if none of those work for what you want to clear, you can write in whatever your special need is, and then there are 14 steps of things that get cleared for whatever condition you've chosen. So it's really inadequate what I'm saying and describing to express the power of this clearing, but it's really extraordinary, and I know, you know, anyone who's done it would agree. It's a really really good one. So I'm sure that that's true, Ron, that that's helping the person feel like they're keeping the Creation Lightship or the New Earth energy activated in their home. So we have a request for you, Ron, to repeat a story. In the past, they're titling this Sacrifice at the Altar of Love. In the past, you shared a story about a man who had a ring from his wife, and you did clearings around that at Union Square when you were in New York, and they're asking, do you remember that? And if so, could you tell that story again?
Well, a long time ago. Probably 10 years or something, 8 years or something. So, yeah, we're in the park there, and probably had about maybe a dozen people that, you know, we wanted us to go out and see if we could do some healings for people in the park. And so, anyway, this one person, a man came up and said, well, his hand was hurting or his finger was hurting, and he had a wedding ring on it. And I can't recall if he got married. Yeah, he's already married, I guess, like a few weeks previous or something. And I said, well, something about the energy with the ring. So I said, well, you know, so he cleared the ring energy and his hand felt better. That's what I think happened so long ago. And he goes, you think I should not be married or something, or get rid of the ring, one of those two? I said, well, that's kind of your choice, but this ring is harming you or something. But yeah. I can do a ring clearing for people right now. Let's just say that you got a ring from craft fair or something. Or maybe you have a ring that was passed down to you from one of your relatives, and now you're wearing it, okay? And it could even be a ring, you know, that's on one of your toes or something, if you have toe rings. So let's clear the energy off of that that could be hooking you up to timelines, as a negative situation for you. So here we go. Let's release the energy. And remember, you don't know what's in that ring and how the person acquired it. No? So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Holy smokes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Here we go. So, yeah, you don't know where the ring came from. Maybe it was a stolen ring, you know? That could be pretty awful. But anyway, we'll just see if anybody feels better, because there would be energy on it. And, it's a possibility that ring could cord, you from another person. You know, I kind of hate to say that. Could be some married couples listening here, and they go, shit, my hand feels better. And then you look at your mate and you go, this ring, you're courting me, you know, on my ring finger, you know? So anyway, hopefully, it's all okay here. But let's see if we have any comments on that. And, you know, it could be from somebody else, too, you know, that they passed down a ring to you. So back to you.
Okay, that was great, Ron. I actually asked for a ring from my past to be cleared in case I had any connections to it still, because I know those that can be really powerful, especially if it's a stone like a diamond or, you know, some kind of precious stone. I feel like they hold a lot of energy.
Yeah, I'm going to do that over again here.
Okay.
So what comes to mind in the old days, I don't know if they do this now or not, but I can remember in maybe high school, it seemed like they passed school rings around. You remember that, Ann?
Oh yes.
So you're dating somebody, you know, and they give you the school ring, and normally the woman's finger would be smaller than the man, so they put like some I don't know, whatever around it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of furry substance or something, you know, to wear the ring. I remember seeing that. I never gave anybody any rings or anything, but I remember seeing girls wearing these rings from the, like the football players or something. So anyway, this is probably mainly for women here. So if you had one of those rings a long time ago, maybe that person is still thinking of you because they gave you the ring, you know, when you're in, as a junior or something or senior, you know. So, you know, naturally you probably broke up and the ring got, you know, taken away, whatever. But maybe that person is still thinking of you. Let's take away that energy from that ring that was placed on your finger, the energetic cording. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels really good. So, all the women out there, you're now free from that one boyfriend eons ago. So back to you, Ann.
That's really great, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm sure some people, you know, might have had physically a ring with them, too, that they had cleared just then. So that was wonderful. And as always, let us know if you felt that clearing. If that's one, I bet you that, you know, people mightn't feel it right now, but they'll feel it over the next few days as the week progresses. That's my guess anyway. Okay, here's a question about something physical. I hope this person is listening tonight. I have done the body jump start, or I had done the body jump start a couple of years ago before I got a diagnosis of a clogged artery this year. I want to clear the clogged arteries. Do I do the body rejuvenation, and how do I know when they are clear? Thank you.
Boy, if they ask your spirit, you know, from that, or, you know, have another, you know, doctor's visit, you know. Yeah, I would probably do the body jump start. I can't recall what's on the body rejuvenation clearing, okay, because that's a different clearing. Body jump start is a bundle. So maybe on the rejuvenation one, maybe that's just for, I don't know. I just can't recall what it is. I see it on the website, but the body jump start is a bundle, and that one's a single clearing. So maybe that's for maybe one body organ clear out for your whole life. I'm not sure.
Well, Ron, may I just interject?
Yeah.
If you've done the body jump start, there are several whole life clearings in there. So you don't need to repurchase the body jump start bundle. You can pay $50 on top of each of the whole life clearings there and run them again, or you can run them anytime as needed. Those are wonderful healings. And the body rejuvenation is, in fact, part of the bundle, but that's one that cannot be purchased to be whole life. So, but you can go and buy it for a day, I believe, or a month or something. There's like three different time frames you can use the body rejuvenation for and buy it again. And of course, we're about to go to the light ship, so you can request that the light beings work on that for you tonight on the light ship.
Hey, so here we go, everybody. So this only works live for the listeners listening live. If you're on an archive and you need to be on the show live to have benefits here. You will feel peace energy, though. But here we go, everybody. You're going to bring your animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plants with you also. But we're going up. Think of one physical problem that your body is having. That should be something that's maybe causing you pain or something. People ask if they could do like emotional clearing on this or, you know, get more spirit energy or something. No, it's not for that. This is strictly for your physical body. And you want to request it out loud probably every 15 seconds here. So we're going up to the light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we always go into the hot tub rooms. And there's some oxygen there that we can go into, oxygen rooms and waterfalls that clean us off good. And what rooms do you have from people that would like to experience a certain room?
first request is for the fir tree room.
Okay, here we go. Fir trees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the trees are helping you out now. You'll be in the rooms continuously here until we come back. Okay, next one, man.
The massage room.
Huh. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Here we go, massage room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Okay, the detoxifying mud room.
Okay, detox mud. So here we go. And it could be clay also. So 1, coming into that room, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now this clay slash mud is being placed on your body. And you're having, like, massage work done, too, here. So wonderful. Okay, next room, Ann.
Okay, my favorite, floating magnet room.
Okay, here we go. This helps release pain. Makes you feel lighter, so again, request if you have any pain in your body or even a past pain. So here we go. Here comes the floating magnet. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay?
The peak color fall leaves.
I don't have that room up there.
Okay. That's understandable. All right. We have another request, magnesium salt baths.
Okay, here we go. Going into these rooms here. Remember, you're all in your own particular room. And each one is individual. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels pretty good. Okie doke, back to you.
The baby elephant room.
Boy, okay, here they come. these are real small ones. The ones that are coming are probably about up to your knee. Okay, so they are very small. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay.
All right, the giraffe room.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You can do two more rooms here if you like.
Okay, the dragon room.
Here comes the dragon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right.
And the daffodil room.
Okay, flowers, daffodils. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, now we're going to be coming back from the light ship. We're bringing our animal, pets, flowers, garden plants back with us. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. So, remember, you're bi-located, and now you're back here again. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you. I hope everybody, had their asked for their physical healing, and that was wonderful. Okay, and so someone wrote in that in December we'll talk about this as the weeks go by, that we have the body rejuvenation, organ rejuvenation call coming up, and that person could have their arteries cleared during that call, and that's a great suggestion. That'll be in December, and we'll be announcing that as we get closer. And
yeah, we do what we can to help you.
Right.
We can't guarantee it's going to fix you, but we do a lot of work, so.
Yes. Okay. And about a year ago, someone wrote in, the power was out, and I got out from my bed, went downstairs, and tried to turn on the stove, but it wouldn't turn on, and I said something, and my friend said, I had a dream last night when the power was out, and you tried to turn the stove on, and said that exact same thing. Talk about timelines.
Yep, they're timeline hopping, so that's a deja vu,
wow.
Yep. Huh?
That is amazing. So, yeah, they had the same experience or dream. That's so interesting. So if, unfortunately, we missed a room, but that's okay. So please keep sending those in for next week, and we'll every Saturday night there's another trip to the lightship. Okay, a question about the natal barcode clearing. For the daily clearing of the date, do you just put in the numbers, for example, like tomorrow, 19112017?
Yeah, whatever works for you, yes. You can do it in numbers, and you can also spell out the month if you like. I don't think anybody, well, you could, maybe somebody out there could actually put all letters in, right, November, and then the date, you know, I believe it's the 19th tomorrow, write that out. It'll take a long time to clear it, and then put the year, you know, 2017. You could try that. Might be just see if it is different than just putting the quickest way, which would just be the numbers. Yeah, give it a try. Back to you, Ann.
Right, and I know people have written in too, Ron, that they each day they clear the planet that's attached to the day of the week, and I believe that is also on the BBS page with all the tips and information if you want to know which planets are connected to which day. Like the only one that pops into mind is tomorrow, or rather 2 days is tomorrow's Sunday, so that's the sun. So you could put in the date and sun too and clear that also.
Yeah, that's great. Just curious. I know we have a lot of, stuff posted on the BBS site or that you could send people. So what do we have that we could send newbies? I know we have stuff on list, you know, if you just email something out easily. So what do we have that email could be sent for newbies? But they may not know what to ask for. So you know what we have out there, Ann?
Well, there are documents, yes, that we have on clsquestions@yahoo.com. So anyone new is more than welcome to send their questions, you know, even where do I start or what help, whatever. We're happy to answer the co-host when we have time or our administrator. But a really wonderful resource, I mean, your website is, of course, wonderful, but it can be a little overwhelming when you're new because there's so many healings on there and so much information. So over the past few years, mostly we co-hosts and our administrator have been adding tips and information onto the BBS Fast Chat page. So, for instance, your description of what is the new Earth that you wrote up last March, I believe, when you first created the new Earth, that document is on there, so it can be referenced any time. So I think that's the best thing for new people to do is to go to the BBS radio page, click on the Fast Chat, and there's a whole sheet there with, you know, all sorts of different information you can click on. So, and if anyone has trouble finding that, you're welcome to send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Great.
Okay, I'll move on to some questions. Dollar bills and money. Signs and symbols, the whole life clearing, and any other clearing used to have money clearing, can we do it also on the object clearing? Harmonic clearing will get cords from the earth and on planet and off planet. So I guess they're suggesting how to clear our dollar bills and other money. So then there are a lot of ways to do that on your website, Ron. So the signs and symbols, there's the object clearing and the harmonic frequency clearing. That's a great idea. Those are all great ideas.
Yeah, thank you for sent that email in.
Yeah, we appreciate people are always helping other listeners with their suggestions. Okay, a question. Aliens on top of the head. Is it possible that hair loss on top of the head could be due to aliens coming in through the crown chakra?
Could be a possibility. I can't say yes or no on that, but could be. I keep doing that head connector during that spray and to see if maybe if your hair starts to grow back a little bit. So back to you. And by all means, keep your crown chakra closed.
Yes, that's very important.
I know you want to do that maybe three times a day even. Just remember, just because you do a clearing, like in the morning, does not mean that that clearing is going to be useful, you know, because it's in the moment. It takes away what's in the moment away from you. If the aliens don't catch it and keep track of you, then it could last for a long time. But if they go, they had a clearing and we got to put this thing back on, you could be reconnected, maybe every 4 hours, we'll say. So, you may want to do the clearings with the head connectors and things more often. Some people, somehow they think because Force Energy is helping them, just doing one clearing is going to fix their whole life, and whatever they cleared is not going to come back, and that's not true. And your emotional clearings, the whole lifetime ones, that is true. Those are gone. But the other ones, we're not in control of what the aliens are doing and how their programs are, how they're connected to you. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, Ron, I think that's an error that a lot of us made when we first started doing the Creation Light Ship Healings, thinking, oh, okay, good, that's done, and on to the next thing. And then we learn, no, we're constantly being activated and or attacked, so we have to keep up to date on all of our healings. So someone wrote in, great ring clearing tonight, Ron. I had an image of a ring from 30 years ago that was gifted to me from my alien handler. Wow.
Great.
Yeah, I do think people, that can be the base of a lot of courting and attachments.
Yep, sure can.
Okay.
And just having, I knew of one of the expos, this dark side practitioner, and the person would always come around. They always showed up, and they showed up. So they would go around and come up to you from behind and do one tap on your shoulder. Light, gentle tap. And then you would turn around, and they go, oh, hi, Oh, right away, you got hooked up by them. Oh, might aware of that. I would take it off instantly. But to most people, they wouldn't even have a clue. That's how simple it is, a little gesture like that, just to tap you on your shoulder. That there's something coming your way when that happens. So be aware of that. Back to you.
Well, and also, it's good to be aware, for instance, when you feel you've successfully avoided shaking hands with someone, you've got to step back because it seems like they'll try to find a way to touch you, like tap you on the shoulder or touch your elbow or something, give you a little pat. It's like they make up their mind, they want to get in that that touch, that grab.
Or they want to fall on you, huh?
Yeah. Could you do that as a healing or clearing for us, Ron? You used to do that sometimes, just to remove the energy from maybe the last time someone touched us or shook our hands or something. We haven't done that in a while.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you probably shake with your right hand, unless you do it with the left, but right hand normally is what people do. So here we go. Release the energy of the last person that shook your hand. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, boy. Oh, 8, 9, 10. Do that one again. Somebody really got slimed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time for that one person out there. 1, 2, 3, 4. They just got released. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, your hand should feel lighter. The other hand may feel heavier, so I'll do the other hand too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, so looks like our show is coming to the end here, and that clearing will last for three clearings, three shows that you listen to. Ann, anything you want to add before we do the Mind to Heart drop?
Well, just that our next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. on BBS Radio Station 1. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. is a 7-hour healing call, so you can still join Ron for that call. The information is on the website. You can sign up and come on. And then next Saturday, the 25th, is the Brain Rejuvenation Call, which is only $20. It's at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and it's the first of a 4-part series Ron is going to be doing for our brains. So I recommend that very, very highly. Just pay on PayPal and send Ron your receipt for the $20, and you'll get the call-in information later in the week.
Great. Thank you, Ann. So here we go, everybody. Say this out loud to become into peace energy. So here we go. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, count them into my heart. And here we go. To facilitate that, I'm from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Blessings, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners. Hopefully your ring finger is doing great. Well, bye, everyone. Thank you.